Thank you for agreeing to meet with me privately. I know that with your coronation on the way, you've been more occupied than usual. Not to mention the council's announcement that you are to be courted and wed in the next year. I can't imagine the burden you must be carrying, Princess. However, you've grown into a mighty power, my lady. While tradition and fate may deem it necessary for you to be wed and produce an heir, I have the strong suspicion you could handily rule this kingdom by your own will alone. That being said, another person by your side to steady you is not poor judgment. Your Majesty, I would humbly like to put my own name into the pool of suitors for your consort, if it pleases you. I may not have much to offer by way of foreign relations, but I hail from a long line of knights that have served this kingdom faithfully. I can provide as well for you as any noble, and serve you humbly. I know it may take some time to consider my offer, but I hope that you can... What? What do you mean? You will? Do not be hasty, my liege. What of the foreign kings? Surely the Lord of Acteur has sent you wealth of gifts since the council claimed you were to be courted. No! Of course I meant it. I meant every word. I say it once more. You would take me as your consort? As your husband? Your love? Do you swear it upon the Elysian throne? Yes, of course I love you. I've heard it said that true love is not found but built. You are my foundation, my strength, my home. Build this life with me. Gods, take your leave. I would like to be alone with my queen. Do not return until tomorrow. Ah, and speak of this to no one until then. Am I understood? Good. Enjoy your evening off. I can't believe this. I know we have stolen moments with each other since that night I stayed in your chambers, and yet... Look at that flush. Are you perhaps thinking of why I asked them to not return until tomorrow, Princess? Is there something you had in mind that might occur between now and then? Something we haven't been able to do yet? So coy. It was now long ago, but I remember a certain royal brat threw a tantrum and tried to get me off in the closet. Oh, please. You always had a flair for the dramatic. I couldn't forget it if I'd wanted. Remember the time you actually yawned in Lady Cersei's face and dismissed her? Or that I had to carry you out of the kitchens one night? When you fell asleep after a midnight snack? Or even when you damn near gave your maid a heart attack after romping through the gardens in a priceless gown? And when you finally beat me during training and grinned like a savage to the soldiers watching, your true devilry unmasked. Majesty, you were born dramatic. I always cynically assumed you would do my kingdom, my world. And yet, the gods must have a sense of humour, for you have become my world. You are all the good of your father and more. You're a queen. You're an inspiration. You are beautiful. You are my love. And soon, you will be my wife. I need you. I need to finally make love to you tonight. Before the politics, the ceremonies, the other people to think of. I don't want any of that yet. I just want you. Would you like that, my love? Then turn around and let me help you out of your gown. So many buttons and ties. You do look exquisite in this, but can't we just rip it off? Now are all times you care about your clothing? Fine. Stay still. I've got it. You know, you always smelt sweet, like caramel, or perhaps dewberry and sandalwood. I used to think it was your hair and the oils the maids must douse you in, but now I wonder if it's the smell of that other world, that otherness still lingering on you. It makes me want to taste you again. Like this spot at the back of your neck. Whoa, easy. What was that noise, Your Highness? How in all the nights we've spent together before like this did I not find out that that spot made you weak? Are you alright? How can I not laugh? You tipped like a chopped tree. Did you? Ah, look at that flush. Have you changed your mind about this gown, Your Grace? I've unbuttoned enough that we can pull the rest right off you. Thank the gods. Come. Let me carry you to your bed. Protest all you like, but I am a knight, and this is the way we do things.
There you are. You are beautiful. Don't be embarrassed. Here, I'll join you. Do you like what you see, Your Majesty? I know you've seen much of me before, but never in full. I may be a bit battle-scarred, but I train well enough. You can't call me beautiful. It doesn't work like that. What do you think you're... Pulling me to the bed like that? Perhaps you've longed for this as long as I have. Where are you? Princess, your mouth. When did you learn to... It feels so good on my cock. Mm. Please, slow down. Fuck you. Don't take it so deep, so quickly. Oh, God, the sight of you, it's nothing but your crown bobbing up and down on my cock. Oh. You've always loved throwing me off guard. Well, two can play at that game. Turn around. No, keep a cock in your mouth. Just bring your hips up here. There's my good girl. Don't be shy. Kneel over my face. Did I mention you are beautiful? Your breasts against my stomach, your ass in the air, and thighs spread wide. And especially this beautiful princess pussy. Delicious. You're so wet and swollen already. I can feel you down there licking and mewling like a cat in heat. Tell me you want me. Tell me you love me, Your Highness. And I you. I suppose I am now also a Highness, yes? Here, let me begin to stretch on my fingers. You're so hot inside. There's a spot you like. From this angle, I can see how you twitch and shiver. Fuck. Oh, God, what are you doing down there? That feels so good. Go easy. For so long I have ached for you. Can you feel it in your mouth? Oh, I've throbbing long to take you. I teased you mercilessly all this time, but in truth I am just as guilty. Every night you slept in my arms, every sideways glance in court, every hidden laugh chipped away at me day after day. I knew we shouldn't want each other in this way, that alliances and politics would likely take from me. I still dare to hope. I can feel you rubbing my balls. I'm thinking about them. How heavy they are with cum for you. Do you want my cum, my love? I can tell what your body thinks. How you're starting to dribble down your thighs. I could eat you like this for hours. You know that. But I want to be inside you. Speak true. Are you ready? Would you like it? Don't be shy. Tell me. I am yours. Tell me what it is you desire, and you shall have it. Of course, my love. Lie back. Are you nervous? I can see it in the way you're nibbling your lip. Relax. Wrap your legs around me. Hold on to me. You're safe, and you're wet enough that it shouldn't hurt. Pull on my hair if you need to, and if you say stop, I will stop. Understand? Good girl. So tight. You feel so good. Easy. I'm almost all the way. There. Are you all right? Yes? How does it feel to know I'm inside you, Majesty? I want to show you how good it can be to claim you. Relax. Fuck. You're so much tighter than I expected. You're pulling me in so deep. I love the expression on your face right now. The taste. The wonder. You are beautiful. You were before the crown, and you will be long after. I can feel you grasping my hips. Are you okay? It feels good. I'm glad. Grip me tighter. You're so hot inside, it almost burns. Are you trying to temper me like a sword, my lady? I love it. I want to mould your body to mine, to forge you into something that can only be mine. I want to sear this memory in your mind. The feeling of me inside of you. The feeling of my mouth on your neck. My voice in your ear. My hand on your clit. As I thrust long and deep. There's no one to put up a front for, princess. No more need to play pretend. You are mine. Moan for me. Let it out. That's it. Submit to me. Your needy whines undo me. I can feel you squeezing. I can't hold myself back much longer. I want you to come around me, Majesty. I want to spill deep inside of you, to make a mess of you, to fill you. Do you want that, my love? For me to fuck my cum into you? Then come with me. I need it. Please, princess, come for me. you. You're trembling still. Easy now. I've got you. I'm here. Let me just... there. Now rest in my arms. Me? When did you know? When did you consider? What do you mean, from the start? We fought nearly every day. A note from your mother? As she passed? From the king? He knew I would protect you until his very last, did he? Even though I was nothing but a boy then. He believed in my father, in my line. Why didn't you tell me about this sooner? I can understand that. It was the last piece you had of him to yourself. And besides, at first I didn't seem to be much of the man he described, huh? Thank you for sharing this with me. I will protect you. I will always protect you. I swear it as a knight and your consort. Until my last breath, I will. I love you, princess. My love. My highness.